As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Michael Flynn is pardoned by President Donald Trump. Correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was ended Wednesday as President Donald Trump announced he has granted Flynn a pardon. Flynn had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about discussions with then-Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak during the transition from the Obama to Trump administrations. On Twitter, Trump wrote, "Congratulations to Jen Flynn and his wonderful family. I know you will now have a truly fantastic Thanksgiving." Flynn is the second Trump associate convicted in the Russia probe to be granted clemency by Trump. In July, Trump commuted the sentence of longtime confidant Roger Stone just days before he was to report to prison. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump's lawyers are alleging election issues and irregularities substantial enough to overturn Pennsylvania's now certified vote tally in the 2020 election. In remarks to the Pennsylvania State Senate Majority Policy Committee, Attorney Rudy Giuliani said something must be done about what he's terming election fraud.
If we allow elections in the future to be conducted the way this election was conducted, we will have lost our democracy.
Democrats are jostling for position to fill the top spot for their party on the powerful Senate Judiciary Committee. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
There's pressure from the left to select a less moderate party member for the Democrats' top role on the panel. That after ranking member Dianne Feinstein of California was roundly condemned by factions that lean to the hard left for her civil demeanor during the Amy Coney Barrett hearings. It's still not known whether Feinstein's replacement will again be ranking member or chairman of the committee should Democrats regain the majority. To do that, they'll have to win both Georgia Senate runoffs in January. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 173 points, but the Nasdaq rose to a new high of 57 to 12,094. More on these stories at townhall.com.
No, it stinks. Overpaying for things, and that includes your cell phone bill. That's why every day people are switching to PureTalk USA. You get the exact same coverage as the larger carriers, but at half the cost, with no contract and no excessive fees. Get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data all for just $20 a month. The average person saves $400 a year. Go to PureTalkUSA.com, enter the promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's PureTalkUSA.com, promo code HALFOFF. PureTalk USA, simply smarter wireless.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Civil rights pioneer Bruce Carver Boynton, who inspired the Freedom Rides that highlighted the civil...
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. In a phone interview this week, the Review Journal is reporting that Clark County Commissioner Tick Siegerbloom may not be sure with the decision made recently about a special election between Stavros Anthony, who lost by 10 votes to Ross Miller, which set the stage for a special election when over 130 questionable ballots were counted. The county commission now has scheduled a Tuesday meeting to possibly reconsider its November 16th action to move forward with that special election. Stavros Anthony will speak with Kevin Wall in just a few minutes. Clark County District Judge Trevor Atkin ruled against Republican congressional candidate Dan Rodimer, who's seeking a new election in his bid to unseat incumbent Susie Lee in Nevada's 3rd congressional district. Lee defeated Rodimer by some 12,000 votes, and it makes it the fourth such ruling a conservative candidate or group has lost in the past week. Due to a shortfall of tax revenue caused by COVID-19, Clark County has had to withdraw over $11.5 million from a debt reserve account to make December's scheduled bond payment for Allegiant Stadium. The total payment was $16 million. They still have $57 million in that reserve fund.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we do have some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor of the 15, northbound at Tropicana, south at Sahara. Slow flows at the Spaghetti Bowl, 15 southbound at the 95, and there is a crash in the cleanup phase, 95 south, that's before Charleston.
Washington, D.C., it got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Here we go! Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
This falls under the heading of breaking news. We now know that the Clark County Commission is going to take another look at a vote they took back on November 16th that set up a special election in District C. Ross Miller, Stavros Anthony. Will we have a redo? We thought we were going to have a redo, but now Tick Siegerblame is saying, well, maybe we need to take another look at it. Next Tuesday, they will look at it. What has changed from then to now? Let's find out, because Stavros Anthony joins us. He is a Las Vegas City Councilman, and he is also running in District C. Stavros, first of all, thanks so much. Your head must be spinning, man.
Well, you're absolutely right, Kevin, and we thought this was resolved 2 weeks ago when the Clark County election director said that he could not certify the election, but he had no idea who won the election. And when that was presented to the Clark County Commission voted to hold a special election, and the people that live in District C were put on notice that they would be able to vote again for their Clark County Commissioner because the election was in doubt, and we thought it was resolved, and we were gearing up for a campaign and election. And since then, people are out there trying to stop this. They're trying to stop the special election, and I think what they're trying to do is just trying to keep a Republican off the Clark County Commission.
And by the way, just for the record, this is the race that was won by the Democrats by 10 votes. You know, all the talk of your vote matters and, oh, no, my vote doesn't matter. Well, in this particular case, it does. Has anything changed, the Ross Miller lawsuit trying to squash this thing? Has anything appreciably happened there?
Well, there's two things that have happened, and you've mentioned both of them. The first one is Ross Miller filed a – he actually sued the county. He didn't sue me. He sued the county to get the special election overturned and certify the election. But it's amazing when he files a lawsuit like that, he's basically saying the 139 discrepancies and voting issues don't matter to him. That doesn't matter, and it absolutely affects the outcome of the election. But he's filed a lawsuit. It's in court. I've become a party to it because we wanted to pay attention to it, and I have an excellent attorney, Mark Hutchinson, who's representing me. And right now we're just going through the process of getting information to the judge so the judge can make a ruling. Since then, and this was out of the blue, Tick Siegerbloom on the Clark County Commission decides that he wants to reconsider the vote by the Clark County Commission, and he's given absolutely no reason for why he wants to do that. As I mentioned, the Clark County election director said he cannot certify who won the election. That's number one. The Clark County Commission is completely within their authority to call a special election, and they decided to do that, but for some reason Tick Siegerbloom wants a re-vote, and he's, like I said, he's given no reason why he wants the Clark County Commission to vote, to re-vote, except that he does not want the residents of District C to vote for their Clark County Commission. So I'm not sure where he's coming from, except that, again, all I can think of, he just doesn't want me on the Clark County Commission.
He wants it to be an all Democrat party, and I think it's fairly obvious what's going on here. You've been around this this legislative block before, and I'm just curious. Bodies like the Clark County Commission can vote on something and then come back in a week and reverse itself. Does it happen often?
That is correct. They can do that. It does not happen often. But it can't happen. I mean, the interesting thing is Tick Siegerbloom voted to hold a special election. He cast his vote, and he's not articulated why he wants to change his vote. He's not articulated, given any justification for why the Clark County Commission revoked. Normally, if you want to reconsider a vote, you at least put something out there and said, I believe the Clark County Commission should reconsider because of A, B, and C, whatever that is, but he has not given that. He's given no reason, and that's what's really outrageous about this whole thing. If he wants to articulate certain reasons, you know, based on NRS or based on new information for the Clark County Commission to revote, then, I guess, you know, obviously they can do that, but just to say I want to revote and for no reason is just, it's outrageous, and it's really a slap to the face of the people that live in District C, because they've been told there's going to be a special election. They've been told they're going to get the vote again, and he doesn't even represent District C, and for him to come out and try to take that decision away from the people that live in that district is ridiculous.
Stavros, let me ask you, the original vote on November 16th, do you recall what it was, what the numbers were?
Yeah, it was the special election was voted 6-1.
That's consensus. I mean, that's that's a landslide.
Yeah, so that is not that's not just a majority. That's everyone except one commissioner voted to hold the special election, and none of those county commissioners have given any indication that they want to reverse the decision. Only Tick Siegerbloom. And what we have done, again, through the courts, is we've asked the judge that is hearing the case that Ross Miller has brought, we've asked the judge to put an injunction against the Clark County Commission to even hear a reconsideration of a special election until at least the courts have ruled one way or the other. So we filed that with the courts, and hopefully we will stop the vote through the court system on Tuesday. But in the meantime, you know, I'd encourage people in District C to, you know, to be vocal about wanting to vote for their Clark County Commissioner, because they don't have a decision. That's the only race, really, that's still out there that a decision needs to be made, and it needs to be made by the people that live in District C.
And you are convinced that none of the six who voted for this, including Tig Siegerbloom, that any of them have any new evidence or new testimony from Joe Gloria. Oh, I misspoke. I didn't mean what I said back then. There is no evidence of anything like that, right?
That is absolutely correct. Mr. Gloria filed an affidavit stating that there were too many irregularities in the election, and he could not determine who won the election. That affidavit still stands. No new information has come to light that would really cause the special election to change. So that is absolutely a correct statement.
All right. Well, we will continue to follow this story. By the way, you cooking tomorrow?
I am trying to cook, but my wife does a much better job of cooking than I do, so I will do exactly what she tells me to do to help her in the kitchen.
I think that's great. Hey, listen, you have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk maybe next week. Maybe we'll have more clarity on this. Certainly by Tuesday, we'll know more about what the Clark County Commission has up its sleeve. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Stavros Anthony, running for District C, Clark County Commission. He's a member of the Las Vegas City Council. This is incredible. And by the way, tick-tock, you know, time is ticking away. And if we are going to have a special election, what's it going to be? I think I was told it was going to be probably late January, early February. I pray they do this sooner rather than later. Stay right where you are. More to come as we continue. A lot going on, not just here in Nevada, but around the country. We've got breaking news all around us. We'll get to that. We'll talk about Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, and the complete and absolute pardon from the President of the United States. Why did it take so long? That would be my only question. There's no doubt that this is justified, but why did it take so long? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Braxton was diagnosed with choroid plexus carcinoma, a brain tumor. St. Jude is helping us put away our fears. We have an amazing team that fights for the best outcome for Braxton. He has the best chance here. I don't have to worry that how much is that bag of fluid going to cost me? Can I afford it to save my child's life? The donations, they're paying for me to live every day with my son, be stress-free, and enjoy every day with him. I wish there was a word bigger than thank you, more close to the heart, because thank you's not enough. They've given me hope. They've given me my son.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I don't know if you caught this last night, but Tucker Carlson was masterful. I mean, that's why he has the best ratings of anybody on cable news. And by the way, in the history of cable news, that includes Megyn Kelly and some of these others. Tucker Carlson, though, last night, what will Biden do as president? Now, we think we know, but remember, he ran an entire campaign from his basement, and he never talked about policy. He talked about Trump. And one of the problems is we don't really know policy-wise what he's going to do. Now we saw the other day, yesterday, with his picks for national security team. I mean, that tells you something. But I want you to listen to this is cut one, Tucker Carlson, on what will Biden do as president once he is inaugurated.
So here's a question for you. What does Joe Biden believe? What are his plans for our country? Well, it's hard to comprehend this, but the truth is we still don't know the answers to those most basic questions. We don't. Somehow, Joe Biden made it through an entire presidential campaign, most of a year, without telling us. A partisan press corps let him get away with it. That may be the single most dishonest thing that has ever happened in American politics. If you're looking for election rigging, there you go. Tens of millions of people voted for a candidate who wasn't real. They voted for a ghost with a whitened smile. They had no idea who this man was. They had no idea who they were voting for or what he might do if he got elected. But at the urging of the media, they voted for him anyway. And so now, the rest of us get to find out what they voted for. Joe Biden has started to assemble his cabinet. So we're going to go by his choices to let us know what we can expect. And what is emerging so far, as of tonight, looks a lot like the HR department at a large left-wing multinational. Heaps of woke authoritarian social policy mixed with a corporatist economic agenda. So the rest of us will get stern lectures about our moral failings, those never end, well, a small group of highly connected people will get even richer. Does that sound familiar to you? If Jeff Bezos and the Google guys took over the entire U.S. government, and effectively they have, this is what it would look like. Steve Ricchetti is the archetype for the new Biden aides. He's now one of Joe Biden's closest advisors. Ricchetti has spent years as a lobbyist. He's represented companies like General Motors, AT&T, GlaxoSmithKline, Eli Lilly, Nextel, Novartis, Pfizer, all the big pharma companies. Ricchetti is one of the people who helped lead the alignment of big business squarely behind the Joe Biden for President campaign. And he was the perfect man to do it because he shares their goals and their worldview, particularly on the question, the central question of China. 20 years ago, Steve Ricchetti was the deputy chief of staff to Bill Clinton. And in that role, he helped lead the effort to allow China into the World Trade Organization. That turned out to be not a small thing at all. His lobbying worked. The result, in the end, was one of the greatest disasters ever to befall this country in peacetime. One study by the Economic Policy Institute, and there are others, but this one found that thanks to that decision to let China into the WTO, the United States lost nearly 3.5 million good-paying jobs. And the effects of that have rippled through the generations. If you're wondering why there's a fentanyl epidemic in middle America, if you're wondering why the life expectancy for American-born middle-class Americans is in decline, that's a big part of the reason. Millions of men lost their jobs, and an entire society collapsed. If you live inward from the coasts, you've seen it firsthand. Steve Ricchetti was one of the people behind that. Not the only one, but one of the key people. He wasn't punished for it. In fact, he's been promoted. Joe Biden wants more of it.
By the way, we've been talking about so many of these pieces of news. I mean, really breaking news. Stavros Anthony, looks like the Clark County Commission is going to reconsider their vote for a special election. We don't know why. They voted 6-1 for it back on November 16th, and now all of a sudden they're saying, well, we'll revisit it next Tuesday. I don't know why. I don't know where the additional evidence is, but they're going to vote on it, or they're at least going to discuss it. There's no word on whether they will actually vote on it. But, again, it makes no sense, and there's no evidence whatsoever from Tick Siegerblum or anybody that voted for it. Tick voted for it, by the way. There is no evidence that's been brought forward. Anyway, we've got that. We've got the Rodheimer. Unfortunately, it's another bad court decision that has come forward. A judge, a Clark County District Court judge today, struck down a Dan Rodheimer. And that's the fourth negative ruling against Republicans just in the last week. But there is good news on the national front here in Nevada. There is national news about the state of Nevada. This is Matt Schlapp. He was on Fox this morning. And this is Cut 5. Big election news from Nevada. Here it is.
In this whole tragic story of the 2020 presidential election, a state court has granted Republicans in Nevada and the Trump campaign the ability to present their case of widespread illegal balloting and to just depose up to 15 people who know what went down in Clark County in the state of Nevada. So this is big news. You know, a lot of people in the national media have said, you know, if you have evidence of voter fraud, show it. Well, we have thousands and thousands of examples of real people and real life instances of voter illegality. And I just think it's a great step that we're going to have a chance to present it in court. If we get a fair hearing, I believe the results in Nevada should be switched.
Yeah, I would really like to hear the Clark County clerk explain to people why non-residents of Nevada can continue to vote in Nevada. I can't wait to have him in a deposition.
Yeah,
with
non-residents,
his hand right.
People, that's right, people voting twice, dead people voting. And the biggest thing, which is true in all of these states we're talking about, including in Georgia, where a third of the ballots were cast in the mail, Nevada, half of the ballots were cast in the mail with no legal signature verification, certainly not in Clark County. That is the big treasure trove of illegal balloting in all of these states.
That is welcome news. We'll be tracking that over the weekend and